Hello, I'm Tim Cocker, and at the Radio Academy, we always have our eye on the future, which is why you quite often find episodes here about breaking innovations, about current trends. But on this episode, I want to focus on some of the people driving our audio and radio industry into the future. The Real World Radio Academy 30 Under 30, which is now in its 13th year, is our search for the ones to watch. It's a prestigious accolade for young and emerging talent and a badge of honour that has been worn by individuals from across the sector that have gone on to build exceptional careers. There is 1 week to go until the window closes on being part of this year's contingent, so whether you're someone 29 or under on the 31st of August 2023, then you should nominate yourself at radioacademy.org. Equally, if you work with someone who fits the bill and deserves recognition for their talents and effort, then nominate them. As you'll hear, it could give them a boost that'll act as a major springboard in their career. And let's hear from some of the alumni, individuals that have achieved the 30 under 30 list. And first up, well, this is someone I worked with when they first walked through the door at Virgin Radio. And I can tell you from personal first-hand experience, no one had more enthusiasm for making radio or positivity about the craft than Jane Cheeseman.
I'm Jane. I've been working in radio for about 11 years now. I moved over from Australia in 2016 and sort of started from scratch. Didn't know anyone over here. It's pretty daunting. But yeah, since then I have sort of progressed and now I'm one of the producers on the Chris Evans Breakfast Show on Virgin Radio.
A legend. Wow. So I believe you started off as an AP, right?
I did, yes. So I was APing on various programs across Virgin Radio for many years. About 2017, I landed a full-time job on The Breakfast Show as an AP with Edith Bowman at the time. Then went on to work with Sam and Amy. And when Chris joined the station, I begged the bosses for a job on the show.
What was that like?
It was just a whirlwind. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, and I have no regrets at all. It's been absolutely incredible. I love it.
You're smashing it, babe. You're smashing it. I want you to talk about when you first applied for the 30 under 30 scheme, because it took you a few goes, right?
Yes. So I first applied in 2018 off my own back. Some of my colleagues had applied and successfully been given the nod, and so many people I looked up to as well within the industry. And it was something, you know, I'm in with a long shot here, but I'm going to put in my application. And then it didn't work out that year. I worked even harder on what I was doing and put in again the following year unsuccessfully. And then it was 2020 that I worked even harder on progressing on my skills and was given the nod. So yeah, I didn't let any of the no's get to me.
Good
I just
you.
Kept going. And yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling.
And really well deserved. Perseverance and a commitment to self-development, those are hallmarks of the people who go far in audio and radio, or to be honest, in any industry. And another member of our 30 under 30 alumni with those qualities is Cassidy Bailey.
My name is Cassidy. Some people might know me as Cass Kid. I've been working in radio for 10 years now, and I've pretty much produced every specialist show and one extra.
Do you want to list them all, or we'll be here all night?
I mean, you can just check the schedule. But shows that I'm proud of working on, you know, I launched Kenny All-Star, who's now the Radio 1 Rap Show. Most recently worked with David Rodigan. That's like my guy. Sir David Rodigan. Just there's so many people. Yeah, so I came through community radio as a producer, broadcast assistant, volunteer. I've done all of the tiers you can think of. And then over time, I just naturally found my voice. Did the Christmas Radio 1 presenter search in 2021. And then my life changed this year. So I started as a BBC presenter on One Extra. But if it wasn't for Radio Academy, like, there wouldn't be a clear checkpoint of when things started to change. So it just feels good to be here as someone who's come from behind the scenes, and by force I'm now on the other end as well, in front. So me and microphones, we can't be separated.
Cass has made that transition brilliantly. And remember, 30 Under 30 is open to anyone who's been working in UK radio or UK-based audio business for 12 months or more. Whatever the role, every cog in the machine is valued. So Cass and Jane, well, they both knew years ago what they wanted and they grafted to work in and on radio. Sameha Mughal, meanwhile, well, had a slightly different route in.
I have been presenting on the telly and radio for the BBC for the last 4.5 years. I actually almost became an accountant, so I didn't have like a background in radio and stuff. But I rejected my grad offer in accountancy and then heard about this audition for BBC Radio Nottingham where they were looking for a new evening show presenter. So I turned up and I had to tell a 60-second story about myself. So I just spoke about when I embarrassed myself, which I do all the time. And then I won the competition, which was really, really wild. So I was doing the evening show on Nottingham and then I went on to do Radio 1 with you, with Tate, which is where we met when Radio 1 did their Christmas presenter search, and then the breakfast show on BBC Radio Leicester, and I currently do daytimes there. And just under a year ago, I launched my first podcast, which has done really well, Brown Girl Can't Swim.
So in a summary, you're smashing it, basically.
I'll be honest, I didn't expect to win when I applied for 30 Under 30 because I didn't have much radio experience. You know, I was going to be an accountant, did I mention that, you know? But I guess I feel like I'd got a bit of a buzz from just applying for stuff because I didn't expect to get the evening show on Radio Nottingham, but I just went for it. And then I didn't expect to get Radio 1 and I just went for it. And with 30 Under 30, when I went for that, I remember the morning, I remember the tweet to say that you'd got it. And for me, I'd just started a new job at a new radio station doing their breakfast show, which was really exciting, but also really scary because I was still like, I haven't even been in radio for a year. So to get something like that, which is such an accolade, felt like the confidence boost I'd probably needed to feel like you're probably all right at what you're doing, to be honest, so just keep cracking on. And I think the other thing that was really helpful for me was, especially as a presenter sometimes, you're trying to figure out your voice, right? Who you are, what you stand for, the type of person that you want to be, the type of thing that you want to do. And I remember the tweet that the Radio Academy put out about what they felt and saw from my entry, which was kind of trying to help underrepresented communities, but not in a really like worthy way, because that sounds really cringe. But I didn't realize I was even doing that. And I guess that's what the Radio Academy saw in the application. That's what feeds a lot of the work that I do at the moment. But I guess seeing it on sort of pen and paper made me realize, oh, like that's kind of the stuff that you do and you can do and is important to you. And so I suppose as a presenter, it's really helped me with focus, both in my professional life, but personal life, and helped me to realize what's important to me. So thank you, Radio Academy, for that.
Do you know what? That comes back again and again. 30 Under 30, it has acted as a watermark, a milestone. I'm mixing up my metaphors here, but you get the idea. It's a measure of how far these individuals have come. The judges come from across the industry and the recognition that they deliver carries weight and respect, as Cassidy would tell you.
It was my line manager that put me forward. At the time, you know, I would always hear my colleagues speak about 30 Under 30 because me, I only knew about Forbes 30 Under 30. So I was like, okay, well, I'm far away from that, but this sounds great.
Oh my God, yes, for the Forbes equivalent.
Yeah, but
that's
this is
brilliant.
Better. This is obviously better.
Absolutely better,
and
yes.
Then when I found out that I got, you know, selected, it was the change in like the way my colleagues kind of, not respected me, but there was definitely a change in like, oh, this is Cass. Like this
big
is
time.
This is our Cass. So I definitely felt a spring in my production, like working with talent, and also finding myself in terms of if there was to ever be a day that comes me being a presenter, I know what type of person I'd like to be as well. So yeah, it's just such a nice feeling to just be included in. So I was working with different production companies and it was nice to know that a production company put me forward. The one thing that I took of that is that, you know, you just work hard wherever you are, and if someone sees the potential in you, they do the rest and they nominate you for things like this. and you could change someone else's life by seeing them work hard week in, work, like week in, week out. Like as a producer, you work with an assistant producer, or it could be a content assistant or whatever team you're in. Just have a look at who your team is and who's standing out and who deserves to be put forward, because sometimes we get caught up in our own achievements. We're forgetting the people that we work hard alongside. So I would say, look out for yourself, but also look out for the people who make great radio alongside you.
So there you go. If you have a Cassidy in your team, don't you want to give them that feeling? So again, you can nominate any eligible candidate, but equally nominate yourself, which is something Jane Cheeseman did 3 times.
I basically learned from my previous 2 applications, and I sort of thought, well, if this template's not working for me, I need to start from scratch here. But I also sort of looked back on where I was in my career at that point, where I wanted to be, and very much over some drinks with my boss, got some Dutch courage to say, you know what, I really want to produce Chris Evans in the studio. I've been, you know, working with these cover presenters, which has been amazing for my skills and learning and growing, but I just wanted to push myself even further, and it absolutely terrified me to sort of say that out loud and commit, because as soon as I said it, he was like, right, yes, let's get that to happen. And so very quickly, I started studio producing Chris and got opportunities to studio produce Graham Norton as well. Also terrifying, but both the loveliest men you'll ever meet. And so just really pushing myself year on year was what's sort of, I think, possibly got me over the line with what, my nomination sort of made me a good nominee, perhaps.
So there you go. Get busy. The deadline is the end of the month, 31st of July. Apply or nominate at radioacademy.org. And here's Cass with a bit of advice with the entry in mind.
State the obvious. Firstly, do it. Secondly, as well, I would say really believe that your work is good, because a lot of producers, they always say, I don't think that can go in, but it's a really good piece of content or something that you're really proud of. Put that first, put that forward, because you just never know who is on the other side judging that or is going to listen to it or give feedback on it, because that will separate you from someone else who may put something that's not that great and will still get a look in anyway. So always put your best work first. It sounds very cliche, but I'm a firm believer of that. Even if nothing happens from it, you can go away knowing that you've put your best first. So that, I live by that advice when I work with talent or when people work with me. Like I always make sure that we put the best content first.
That is solid advice, that, which is why I hope Cass doesn't read anything into the fact that his was the last word on the matter. It just seemed the perfect way to wrap things up. And to remind you once more that the Real World Radio Academy 30 Under 30 is open now, but will close on the 31st of August. So get involved.